Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. It's the Breaking It Down podcast hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. 15 minutes goes by quick. It's like a car chase, so catch the archive version of this practice number two on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you go to your podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, Billy, how are you? And boy, there is a lot to talk about in these playoffs.
I know that's right. I'm doing good, Mark. Just hanging in there, trying to cheer Houston through. Because Baker is one of my best friends, but everything's all right.
Well, let's start out with Baker in the Astros. Boy, they got off the mat the other day. 3-1 shot by Alvarez flattened the balloon of the Seattle Mariners there. And, you know, when you look at it over the course of this year, Houston's kind of owned Seattle, but, you know, you think the playoffs are a different thing on this, but boy almighty, it looks like the Astros haven't missed a beat from the regular season to the playoffs. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, if you look back through the years, Seattle used to be Houston's stepchild, but now they had some games this year that were competitive, but Seattle's a different team now. They got a bunch of young dudes that can play the game, and their defense is solid. And pitching and defense will win for you, but Houston Astros are who they are, you know, and they can handle most everything, and they've had a pretty solid year, I would say.
Yeah, and Seattle making their first visit to the postseason, and gosh, it's going to be 20-something years. That's going to be nice for the city of Seattle, and you live up there. How's the ambiance and electricity in that city?
I always like it when the team, you know, we've got some teams up here. But I like it when they win because there's a buzz. There's a buzz in the air, and people are friendlier and pull up to a gas station and you can hear the baseball game on somebody's radio and that kind of stuff. And the sun is out, which is good, especially for us this time of year.
Right.
It'll be sunny this weekend also, so that's good.
Now I like Houston in this series. I think the experience comes to the forefront. You can't beat experience. Seattle's, you know, coming in there, had a great year, nice run, but I always think you got to lose to win, and, you know, that might not make sense to some people, but it builds character to take that and run with it next year and to beat a formidable opponent because you're getting all that experience and knowledge. Any thought to that?
Oh, yeah, especially the playoffs. Playoffs are much more intricate and closely played than the World Series. And this time of year, I subscribe to that theory that you're talking about, too, about you got to crawl before you walk.
Yep.
And this thing right here, I've been there. I got thrust into the immediacy of it, although I got hurt right before the 1-73. But it was experience is a great, great attribute in this kind of thing here. Yes.
So to put you on the spot, who do you like? You live in Seattle. Your buddies is Dusty Baker. What do you got, the Astros winning this or the Mariners? I think Houston wins this in four.
That's what I feel, and that's what I hope. You know, I love Seattle, good town, and stuff like that, but Baker and I go back over 50 years. I can't root against him.
Right.
That can't happen. You know. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, and you're rightfully.
What about those guys down there? Mark, what about those guys down there, the Padres and the Dodgers? They seem to be working it out.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I'm partial to, you know, I'm a Pittsburgh boy raised in Los Angeles, but I got an opportunity to start radio in San Diego, so I was down there with Caminiti and Finley and Theo Epstein and all those guys, so I'm definitely partial to the brown and gold and the swinging fryer and everything down there, but I will tell you, it's going to be a series now. I think San Diego knows. They're going to try to bury him in Petco because they don't want to come back up here for a game five and maybe face Julio Urias. I think San Diego is a different team. I think with Bob Melvin managing them, I think now, you know, looking at Blake Snell, he's a different pitcher in the playoffs compared to the regular season. You saw him a few years ago with Tampa when he pretty much stymied the Dodgers. And, you know, They got a guy in the pen that throws 100-something miles an hour, and I know the Dodgers faced him in 2019 was Josh Hader. So I think San Diego's got something. But I will tell you this, you know, I think Aaron Judge might just end up in San Diego after this year as a free agent, and boy, would that be something. They'd have Soto for a couple more years. Depends on what they want to do with him. But you got Machado, you'd have Tatis Jr. This would be a dangerous squad to face. Not as good as your Oakland A's, but this would be one hell of a team if you're asking me. Any thoughts?
Yeah, none of them are as good as Oakland A's till they win three in a row. You know, Yankees, that would be a heck of a deal. San Diego has the money. Well, they all have the money, actually. But it's a kind of thing that... That would be like they do in basketball where they get the super teams, you know? Shaq and Kobe and the rest of them down there, you know?
Now, who do you got in this series? I think San Diego takes it the next two in San Diego and they win this thing in four. What's your take on it?
If I had to predict, it's hard for me to go against 111 wins. Yeah, those guys, didn't that how many they had, 111?
Yeah, 111 wins, a franchise record.
Yeah.
But here's the thing on that. You know, when I look at that, and I look at 2019 when they had a great year and they blew the division out, and then the Washington Nationals came in, and beat them in their backyard. The only thought to that is sometimes if you're not tested in the regular season, you will get tested in the playoffs. You tend to take your foot off the gas. I'm not saying they did, but I think, you know, right now, that 23-game lead that they finished at Hacienda in the regular season it more or less has nothing to do with a 1-1 thing heading down south on that 405, and they're going to roll a dice. So this is going to be an interesting – I think the way to beat the Dodgers is you've got to jump on them and put them behind the eight ball, and then they're a whole different team. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I know that you got to win the first game down there if you're San Diego and make the Dodgers have to win two in a row. You don't want to bounce back and forth and have to go back to Dodger Stadium, you know. If they win that first game, they might be able to close them out on the fourth game. I could feel that, but...
Right. Well, here's the other thing in this, and a lot of people aren't, you know, really looking in the trenches on this. I know you and I are breaking this thing down, and I'm not looking at the 111 wins as nothing because it's something. It's a franchise record for them. But I'm looking at their pitching, and pitching to me is 90% of the game. There's no Walker Buehler there. Tony Gonsolin's a little banged up. Dustin May had Tommy John surgery. They're relying on Urias, who's been a standout the whole year. Kershaw, you never know what you're going to get from one minute to the next if his back goes out. You got middle relievers that haven't really been tested in the playoffs. And, you know, that ball is going to feel like a bowling ball when you get into the games. The back end of that bullpen now is their closer. There is no closer. It's a bullpen by committee. You don't have a Raleigh Fingers back there. You have a guy like Craig Kimbrell who now is left off the postseason roster. So, you know, it's a different team. And then when you look at that hitting, They got three guys at the top of the order. If you can bust them inside, you know, then they can't extend those arms. I just like San Diego's makeup of this. I think they're deep with pitching. They got middle relief. They haven't allowed a run in 11 innings, against the Mets and the Dodgers. That bullpen has been lights out, and they're just racking up wins.
I got a saying for that. Now that we decided who's going to win, all we got to do is play the games. Now.
I like that one. I like it. Hey, yeah. On the other side, so I got the Padres winning this in four, and your take on it is this could go five and you might lean to the Dodgers?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you don't want to go back to Dodger Stadium. They go back to Dodger Stadium, they're through. So the first game is down there, I think, is the key game. So, of course, that means you won away.
Well, here's the other flip side of it, too. I know it's one game going back to Dodger Stadium, but Houston beat the Dodgers in their backyard. Boston beat them in their backyard. Washington beat them in their backyard. And granted it wasn't that, one game they needed to do it, but, they beat them there and celebrated on the field. And why can't we run this thing into fours and have the Padres celebrate on that field for the Game 5 win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. we aren't the ones carrying the bat up to the plate.
Well, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So we've got two down, and now we go to another one where, the Phillies are playing on house money. Nobody figured them to do anything. This is really unbelievable what the Phillies are doing. 1-1 with the Braves. Now they head back to Philly. This is really important that the Phillies need to take that game tomorrow to put the Braves behind the eight ball. I just think Atlanta's got too much pitching and too much depth, and realize if they're the defending world champs, I think they're going to take the Phillies. I think they're going to be close games. I don't think they come back to Atlanta. I think Atlanta wins it there. Any thought to that?
There's always a team of destiny, and I think that if I was going to put that label on any team this year, it would be the Phillies. Things are happening right for them. And I like it, and they can get there. They can get there, I think. Got to have some luck. But I think the Phillies are the team of destiny this year. Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I think this is four with Atlanta, and you're seeing it'll go five and the Phillies win this.
Yep. Wow. Both of them. Yeah.
Well, and that leaves us with the last one, and we'll wrap this thing up. It'll be the Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, 105 years in the city. They changed the name, going against the Yankees. I like Cleveland because I think they just got great pitching and timely hitting. No Chapman in the bullpen due to reasons beyond our realm. Only Boone and the Yankees know what's going on with that one, but any thought to this series? I like Cleveland.
I would like to, out of all of them, I would like to see in that over there, I would like to see Cleveland, but I still got to go with Houston. But that's going to be a good one, too. Those teams are loaded, but I like Cleveland in the future, too. Getting there this year and being able to see what it's like, because they got a young lineup that's better than darn near anybody in baseball. Them guys can play. I think they have a good shot, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Hey, let everybody know, you got True North podcast coming out next month. Let everybody know what that's going to be all about, because a lot of people are getting excited for that, my friend.
Well, you and I are going to take that soup to nuts, and we're going to talk baseball. We can talk life and everything else, everything but politics. But it's going to be, I'm excited about it and looking forward to doing it. I'm hopping up my knowledge so I can hang out with you guys, the fans, because, you know, they're pretty smart around the world, you know.
Right. Definitely. Well,
yeah,
I'll tell you one thing, cherishing these practices, and we're going to do them, and then we'll debut next month. We are coming up with the time and everything, so everybody will be well informed of that, and I'm looking for some of the great guests you're bringing through. You and I will be doing this, so it's going to be unbelievable to do and be a part of. As we wrap this up, any final thoughts?
Nope. Just glad to be here. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. He's Billy North. I'm Mark Mancini. Catch the archive version of this practice number 2 on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms. You ever subscribe to podcasts? Powered now by Mancini Media. Thanks for tuning in, and have a blessed one.
Thank you.